studio now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. I love this time of the week. This is where we get to look back at the various events that have come and gone, and I open the book up to page one, which is way back in Monday.
Oh, so long ago.
Okay, well, I arrived at work on Monday morning to find some sad news, actually, that Julian Cadman, the 7-year-old from New South Wales, had been confirmed dead in the Barcelona attack. That was terrible news. A news poll came out. It was the 18th news poll that was bad for Malcolm Turnbull. And political observers would remember that Malcolm Turnbull rolled Tony Abbott after 30 news polls. So do the maths.
Awkward.
12 news polls, and he is equal with Tony Abbott. Interesting. Also, we had news that the famous comedian actor Jerry Lewis died at the age of 91. He did have a good innings, but he said he wanted to live forever. But rest in peace, Jerry Lewis. And some great news for Paul Kelly fans, who is going on tour. In his long career, and I admire this guy, he had his first number one record across Australia on Monday, Sunday, on the RHR.
I saw that. I'm amazed he hasn't had one before.
I know. All those songs like, you know, To Her Door and like so many songs. I thought he'd had number ones before.
Well, apparently not, but good on him. He's got one now.
Well done. We move to Tuesday now. Police shoot dead the 22-year-old suspect from the Barcelona terror attack. Labor's Bill Shorten slams a terrible poster carrying the offensive slogan ahead of the postal ballot, which, of course, closed at midnight. I'm not going to repeat that particular poster. It was just disgusting. And my advice to people is just ignore any of that hateful stuff you see. Call it out.
Yeah.
But don't. I would not personally. I would not repeat those sort of things. I just think
it's not something that needs to be spread.
Beyond awful, yeah. A second council in Melbourne has decided to scrap Australia Day citizenship ceremonies and move them to a more appropriate day. That's Dereben Council in Melbourne. A very sad story. Hannah Rye died after her battle with cancer. Of course, she is the young, beautiful girl that went to her school formal with Trent Hodgkinson, the Newcastle player. And such a delightful girl. I was so sad. You actually told me that she had passed away.
Yeah, really tragic. That was the school that brought the school formal forward so that she could attend. So good to see that she actually managed to
go. She looked gorgeous that night.
She did.
On a lighter note, Denmark's Prince Frederick was turned away from a Brisbane bar because he didn't have an ID. I don't really know what to say about that. Probably says a lot about the nanny state. I'm not sure. Anyway, he was treated like everyone else. On Wednesday, I arrived to find out that Sydney's inner west trams had had a 60% increase in passengers. So if you are about to get on the tram this morning, good luck. The government, of course, as they always say, are going to put on extra services, but it just seems to me that Sydney's population just can't cope on the trains. Trams, roads, what else can we think of?
There's the light rail.
Yep,
that's happening.
Yeah. Okay, on transport related, there's been a 25% reduction in people using the M4 since they reintroduced the toll. Fancy that. $4.56 if you have a car and $13 if you're a truckie.
That's a lot.
No wonder people aren't using the tollway.
And
the government is scratching their heads thinking, well, why aren't people using the toll?
It's really expensive.
Yeah, and they're getting onto Parramatta Road, which is gridlocked, and Victoria Road, which does not need extra traffic. We also had debate over plans to drug test welfare recipients in Sydney Southwest. Did they actually think this one out? There's, you know, for a start, first of all, they're saying people who are addicted are going to move from those areas or they are going to turn to crime because they have to survive. Because, you know, if people are found to have traces of ice, even marijuana in the system, they can have their welfare, deducted, etc.
Yeah, Shane Anderson came in yesterday. She was talking to me about this during Not News, actually. Mm. And, you know, every other country in the world that's trialled something similar has not worked.
Every health expert that I've heard has said no.
Yeah.
And the government's doing it. Okay. Rex Tillerson admitted that the war in Afghanistan can't be won by the United States. And that was hours before Donald Trump held a very bizarre rally in Phoenix. If you happen to watch it, it was almost like he was back on the campaign trail again. That's when he was like saying, we're going to make America great again. We're going to build that wall. The crowd was yelling, lock her up, lock her up. And he was talking about how his ratings were so good and how CNN was so bad and how the New York Post was so bad. Very strange.
All the talking points.
Weird. And, of course, we had that man standing behind who I told you about earlier. Actually, if you weren't listening, just quickly, the guy standing behind from the black-coloured man, he proudly says he's blacks for Trump. He thinks Oprah Winfrey is the devil and thinks that Hillary Clinton belongs to the Ku Klux Klan. So that's the sort of person that attends Donald Trump rallies.
And he's been to, what, just every one of them?
Every single one of them. Donald Trump always makes a special point of, you know, pointing him out at the rally. Also, let's see, Thursday, that's yesterday, last-minute push to encourage people to enrol for the marriage, that's not a plebiscite, for the ballot, the postal ballot. If you did get on at 10 past 12, no, you missed out. If you're thinking, oh, I forgot, but I'll do it this morning, no, you've missed out. In midnight was definitely the cut-off point, and we expect a result around November. The High Court hearing citizenship cases involving five politicians began yesterday. Don't even ask me where that's going.
Oh, my God. I've got the popcorn ready.
Absolutely. It was also announced that the Parramatta Light Rail line would be going ahead. However, there was no budget announced. Labor says they can't believe that the Berejiklian government is announcing such a massive project without costing it. Up to 80 properties apparently will be demolished if the project goes ahead. So that's pretty much the week that was, and a lot of that had to do with transport and some strange politicians in there as well.
Well, you know,
I won't mention which ones.
Fairly typical week.
Pretty much so.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thanks, Jess.
Jeff Field there, our wonderful Tertiary News Director, taking a look back at the week that was in the Weekly Wrap.